Been doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 3399. Now, this is the seventh year of Ahasuerus's reign. Ahasuerus, the Persian king. And in this year, Esther is taken to the palace. The Rokeach, an early commentary, writes that from the time that Hashem commanded to write in the Torah, write this down on the book, they should remember that there's a war against Amalek. From that day until the day Esther was taken into Ahasuerus' palace was 955 years, writes the Rokeach. 40 years in the desert. 850 years we were in the land of Israel before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. 52 years the land was desolate. 1 year under Darius, 5 years under Koresh the Persian, 7 years under Ahasuerus. That comes out to 955 years. And that, writes the Rokeach, is the numerical value of what it says in the Torah, continuation in that pasuk, v'sim be'oznei Yoshua, place it in the ears of Joshua, ki macho emche, that I will wipe out Amalek. Do the numerical value of those words, comes out to that numerical value, 955, which he says are the number of years from the time of that commandment till Esther came to power, till there was a realization of that promise that there would be a battle against Amalek. He has a question on that. Okay.
Did you say right now?
We didn't finish, but we didn't make a lot of headway under Esther. That's what led to the second Beit HaMikdash. The next year, the year 3400, we moved on from 3399, 3400, and we are introduced to a great sage, a great Zion. His name is Shimon HaTzadik. Okay, so Shimon HaTzadik was the one who was Kohen Gadol following Ezra. We know when we rebuilt the second temple, so Ezra was Kohen Gadol. There's a discussion whether Yoshua ben Yotzadak was the first Kohen Gadol and then Ezra. And then we have the men of the great assembly under Ezra, which we discussed at length last semester. And in the period of the second Beit HaMikdash, the last member to remain alive from the men of the great assembly was Shimon HaTzadik. Now he lived a very old age because he was the high priest when Alexander the Great ascended upon Jerusalem. He's the one who went out to greet him with the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. And Alexander said, every time I have a dream before my wars, an angel appears and he looks just like that man. And he bows before Shimon. So at this point we meet Shimon. Shimon the righteous, who was the last man alive of the men of the great assembly. It is at this time in history that you have Hippocrates. You've heard of Hippocrates, the doctor? Yes, the famous doctor. His son, Euclides. Yes, you've heard of him, right? So Euclides develops geometry and engineering. So we have this period of great wisdom among the nations as well, from Plato to Hippocrates to Euclides. They all overlap with Mordechai and Esther. If we want to know the time in world history, in Jewish history, that's the overlap. We move forward to the year 3404. Ahasuerus has been in power now for 11 years. And Haman, it's now the 12th year of Ahasuerus' reign, and Haman draws the lots about when to make this massive war against the Jews. So Esther has spent 5 to 6 years married to Ahasuerus, retaining the secret of what nation she's from. Haman's mother was named Amatla'a bat Urvita. It says in the Book of Amulets that if you want to take down your enemy, so say your name seven times. And then, whatever that means. Haman became wealthy because he went on an expedition and he figured out where the Judean kings hid their treasures, the wealth of Judea. And that's what Haman discovered. He went on a treasure hunt and became very wealthy. And then, Mordechai will ultimately inherit that wealth of Haman. Achashverosh, after executing Haman, it says in the Megillah, transfers Haman's wealth to Mordechai. And the Medrash says that Mordechai took that wealth to fund the rebuilding of the second Beit HaMikdash. Because what does Mordechai have to do with castles and money? Well, all that money was from Judea. So Mordechai funnels that money back into Judea to the rebuilding of the Second Temple, to the rebuilding of the Jewish people in Israel in the Second Temple. Mordechai has an emissary that transfers messages between him and Esther named Hatach. And Haman kills Hatach when he sees that he's transferring messages back and forth. The story of Mordechai and Haman happens about 48 years after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So we're on the 13th of Nisan, 2 days before Pesach. Haman writes his letters to destroy the Jews. And by the 15th, the night of Pesach, so that night no one can sleep, Esther goes into the king and invites him to the party on the 15th on Pesach. Right, Pesach Day, she has her first party with Achashverosh and tells him, I want another party tomorrow. And he comes on the 16th, and on the 16th is the day that Haman is hung. Right, so it takes another 2 months, Iyar Sivan. It takes another 2 months and 16th and a week until Mordechai gets license from Achashverosh to write out to rescind the decree, meaning Haman is bumped out of the way, but the decree is still spreading like wildfire throughout the Persian Mede Empire to prepare themselves for this great pogrom. We fast forward a year later, the 13th of Adar. That's when we have this massive war, and the Jews are backed by the king. The 10 sons of Haman are hung. And a year later, Esther writes the story, the book of Esther. Our tradition is that Esther is 75 years old. This is, you get the impression she's this little girl, right? Our tradition is she was no little girl. She was an older woman, and that makes it even more amazing that Achashverosh was so attracted to her. Mordechai lived a very, very long life. Our tradition is that Mordechai merited to see well into the period of the second Beit HaMikdash. According to one Medrash, he lived to the time of the Asmoneans. He lived a very, very long life. Tosa says it doesn't sound right, but at any rate, Mordechai does live a long life. Mordechai and Esther are buried in a place called Kfar Bar Am. And their bodies were brought and buried next to the burial plot of Isaiah, Yeshaya. There's a book called Masat Binyamin, and he claims that Mordechai and Esther are buried out in Samaria. I don't know, today they have a place that they call the burial of Mordechai and Esther. I don't know where it is. There is a place that they say that. And we're up to the year 3406. Achashverosh has died. His son Darius takes the throne. And this is where we'll pick up Bezat Shem Thursday night.